You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 15th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. I'm hearing a little bit of an echo as well. how are you doing, Isaiah?
I'm good, and I'll fix that for you real quick. But I'm doing pretty good. Early morning is never too late to talk about Big Brother Canada, so I'm excited. How are you doing, Darren?
Doing well. We are here live, of course, to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 17 in the house. It's another full day, of nonsense. And this time it wasn't even, coming from Kyle. It was a lot of nonsense that's really like the reverberations of Kyle's nonsense. But this house, just can't get it together right now, Isaiah.
No, not at all. I would say that the house is kind of messy right now. I think, you said it perfectly last night. Actually, I think that within like the next HOH or two, it's going to be two big sides. I think it's going to be all out war and rumble. I'm just excited to see it. It's going to be great.
Yes. So, well, there's a lot to get into, so we will get straight into it here. To go through the day, we got some fights, we got some campaigning, some vote counting, all kinds of stuff here. So we started the day. I mentioned this yesterday. I went through a little bit of the morning yesterday, but we can quickly recap it again. Kyle's going to talk to Herman. Remember, Kyle is the HOH. He nominated Moose and Steph, but Moose won the veto. He took himself off, or he plans to take himself off the block at this point. Kyle had initially planned to replace him with Betty and still target Steph, but then he changed his mind to target Betty. But then he changed his mind again to maybe target Josh. And so that is still in his mind as he wakes up here on day 17, and he needs to talk to some of his allies to make sure that this is the right move and that he has the votes to do it. So he talks to Herman about it. He asks Herman, if I make this move, do I make jury? I just want to make jury. And Herman's like, dude, it's a couple weeks away. I don't know what you want from me.
I don't know what's really going through a lot of these people's minds, specifically Kyle. This is kind of like a hectic little HOH for him. This is the way you got to take the punches. I mean, obviously, Moose got that veto. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. So they continue to talk. Herman basically is trying to put this on Helena. Like, oh, I don't think you should do it unless we definitely have Helena. I don't know about these votes. Make sure you've got the votes. Talk to Helena. Kyle's like, I don't know. I talked to Helena. She wasn't sure. You got to make sure you lock in Helena. If you don't have Helena, you can't do it. It's like, all right, I'm going to talk to Helena again. Oh, and by the way, got a new name for the Alliance. The Shed.
Okay, cool. Let's call them the Outback. Like, I don't know what you guys want to call these.
It's called the Shed for how quickly Herman will shed this alliance from his game.
You guys, like, I've noticed they throw a lot of names for alliances this season, but they're sticking for like a week or two. So I'm just like, all right, cool. The Shed. Nice. Honeydew. All this stuff. I don't know what they got, but go for it. You know, awesome.
Yeah. So Kyle's going to talk to Helena. He lets her know the person from, you know, he had a conversation with the night before where he's like, I'm going to take a big shot. Are you with me? She's like, who's the big shot? And he's like, it's one of these three people. He finally lets her know the person I'm targeting is Josh. Are you on board? I need to know if you're on board. She's like, sure. And he's like, great, because we've got a locked in 4-person alliance right now. And we want you to be the fifth. In this alliance, you come with us, you know, that 5-person, you're definitely going to get top 3 at that point. Think about it, because we'll all be targeting each other. You're going to make top 3. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. What do you think about that? She's like, all right, I guess. And so he got what he needed. She said yes to Josh. She's into the alliance. She walks out the door. She goes, oh my God, he thinks I'm an idiot. they are stupid if they think I'm going with that alliance. Yeah. Next chance I get, Kyle or Herman need to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. She has her hand in so many like cookie jars right now. Like, she can do whatever she wants. Coming to someone last second, just hoping that they jump on board now that you need them, not the best way to go at it. But hey, look, if you think you're a mastermind, go crazy. Why not?
Yeah. So. The plan is in place. He's got Helena. Kyle feels like he has the numbers now. He's got Gino, Marty. He feels that he has Kevin. He thinks that he's got, of course, he does have Jace. He thinks he has Herman and now Helena. That makes 6. You need 6 votes to win the day. And the plan is in place. He's going to take the shot at Josh. He lets Jess know about it. Jess is not on board. Jess does not want a shot to be taken at Josh. Jess is going to be a very vocal proponent of keeping Josh around all day long. And so he is not able to get Jess on board. He is, though, going to tell Josh. Putting you up. What?
Okay. First of all, I don't think, from what I'm aware, I don't really think that this whole Josh thing is going to work out, because like they're waiting until like the last second to really do it. But I don't like this whole approach. And I don't know if you like it either, Terry, with people just trying to get votes last second and just expecting them to blindly follow. I mean, is this the right move here or what?
I mean, like, it's... As the HOH, you have a lot of leverage. It's very difficult to like the, what makes the HOH so powerful is twofold, right? You have the power to leverage your power, to get agreements from people. I'm not putting you up. Therefore you should feel better about me. I'm saving you in this game. You owe me something. If I don't, or even if it has to be, if I don't put you up, will you agree to do this? Because, you know, I'm sticking my neck out here and I really need the support and all of that. And so that usually is enough to get people to feel like they should respect the HOH's wishes. In addition to that, the HOH can stack the deck. They can put 2 people up so that even if people don't want to vote with the HOH, how the HOH wants, they can basically force it by putting up a person next to their target that they know nobody wants to vote Josh out, but nobody wants to vote like this other person out. So even if they didn't want to do what I wanted, they now kind of have to in some way. So the combination of those 2 things, are more often than not going to win the day. But when you are completely floundering both of those aspects by ruining all the credit you have with every player in the house and not leveraging your power at all, making everybody feel nervous, feeling like,
send help, somebody.
Like that's, they're not going to feel any kind of obligation to help you out. And then you also screw up the stacking the deck part by putting up one of your allies next to your target. Mm-hmm. Now it's not a choice between, oh, we can vote out one of our allies or another one of our allies. It's, oh, we can vote out one of our allies or the ally of the guy that's in charge that we hate. This is not a hard decision.
Yeah, like once you start being a loose cannon and you start making all these sporadic decisions, people aren't going to want to work with you anymore, you know? So it's like, it's a timing thing. It's the making the right decisions when it's necessary. And I think this has just been like a complete flop of an HOH right now. I mean, good TV, I'll give them that. But the next 2 weeks are going to be so chaotic. And I don't think Kyle did any favors for himself.
No. Josh is just like, this doesn't make sense. And I recapped some of this again yesterday, but he says, you're not playing rationally. He's like, I know. He's like, I'm emotional player. It's more of this stuff from Kyle where it's like, he just agrees with everything that the other person is saying when he's telling the bad news. Or not even just that he agrees with it. He's like actively just like putting himself down in the conversation. Like Josh is just like, well, you know, I respect you for telling me. He's like, no, don't respect me. Don't respect me. I'm doing a terrible thing to you.
Okay. What the heck? Sorry. Wow.
That's how these conversations go.
I think Josh has dropped the ball. Like, oh, I had so high expectations for him. I'm like, what's going on, man? Like, all right. Continue on. Sorry.
Well, Kyle's also going to talk to, again, I talked about this yesterday. He's going to drive by, inform Steph that it's not Betty she's going up against now. It's going to be Josh. No way. Goosebumps. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. And then she talks to Herman. And she's like, now I have to campaign against Josh. How am I going to do that? He's like, don't worry about it. I've got you. He doesn't got her. Then Kyle's going to talk to Betty and he tells Betty, I'm actually not putting you up. And she's like, what? That's amazing. And she's like, who's going to go up? And he's like, it's Josh. And she's like, oh, that's okay. Yep. Cool. And then he gets interrupted because everyone's called into the HOH room. And then the feeds go down for the veto ceremony.
I wonder what happened.
So in the veto ceremony, Moose took himself off the block with the veto and Kyle replaced Moose with Josh. So Josh is now up on the block next to Steph. And that is the end of Kyle's power. King Kyle is he's still on the throne, but he doesn't have any fangs anymore. He can't do anything to hurt us. And I know it'll take a while before we can trust that, but but it will be okay. Kyle can't do anything else. But unfortunately for us, this house can.
They're ready to overthrow this man and throw him over I don't know what this guy was thinking this week. Completely. I don't know. Is this one of the worst HOHs in BB can? I can't say BB history, but BB can. This can't be good. It can't be good.
It is very bad. Yeah. I think it's genuine. Like, I think game wise, it is one of, if not the worst. I mean, we will have to see. but feeds come back from the veto ceremony and, you know, Kyle makes this big move. He puts up Josh. And you're probably thinking like, oh, I wonder if there's any, I mean, Josh seemed to take it pretty well when Kyle told him. But there are a couple other people that didn't really know this was happening. I wonder if there's going to be any fallout from this, that Betty didn't go up and that Josh went up instead. And if you thought there would be drama, you would be right. If you said there's definitely no chance that Betty would be upset that she didn't go up on the block, that she would be not involved in the drama, You would be incorrect. Betty is the only drama post-veto ceremony. Betty is not happy. The feeds come back to Betty arguing with Kevin again.
Whoa, shocker. Wow.
She's been off the block for 5 seconds and she's already arguing with Kevin again.
It's all screw Kevin. Can't believe it's Kevin's fault, Taryn. I don't know what's going on here.
I literally just got done saying in yesterday's update, like, you know, I think this idea that she's going to go on the block has really helped her game because she's been campaigning to everyone. She's been mending fences with Kevin. She's getting herself into a much better position. It's like, actually, you're not going on the block for a second time. Oh, great. Kevin, you suck.
She has a weird obsession with Kevin, man. I don't know. Maybe like Kevin's the cause of all the bad stuff that happens in the world. She gets off in a second and boom, screw Kevin. What are you doing, Kevin? She hates Kevin, man. She hates him.
She does not like Kevin. and like the thing is, Kevin is not faultless here. Kevin is a confusing person to talk to at times, especially for Betty. So we come into like the middle of this conversation. We don't see the beginning of it. And we hear Kevin's sort of retell of it later. So we have Kevin's version of it. We didn't really get Betty's version other than I didn't yell. She apparently had approached him after the veto ceremony, upset, saying like, you knew, didn't you? You knew again, didn't you? And he was like, I imagine panicked, didn't know what to say, wasn't sure how to respond. Am I supposed to know? Should I tell her that I knew? Should I deny it? And he was like, I don't want to talk about it right now. I just need some time. And she, I think, again, according to Kevin, like pressed him on it, and she was upset. And he was like, look, okay, just direct all your anger at me because that is going to be better for your game, you know, than directing it at like Kyle or any of them, right? Like, you can be angry at me. That can be good for both of us. And then she said something along the lines of like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, that's ridiculous. Don't try to act like you know what you're talking about. I'm going to tell everyone you said that. And then he was like, okay, then you're my target. I don't know. What do you want from me? She's like, are you serious? I'm your target. And now I am putting the, I am raising my voice. When the feeds, because this is a point of contention, when the feeds were on, she did not raise her voice from what we saw. But again, this is going to be important later on. But I'm raising my voice because it's hard to say these things without putting enthusiasm behind them.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, first of all, I think Kevin's game is so solid right now because I forget who said it a couple years ago. I think it was Tommy or something. It was like, the best thing to have in the Big Brother house is an enemy. Mm-hmm. And Betty is an enemy without much power. So everyone's going to be like, oh, poor Kevin. Everyone like, oh, but let's bring him in. That's perfect for him. I think he loves this stuff, even though he betrays me. He loves this stuff. So, you know, sympathy. I don't know why Betty is so on Kevin's neck. I think she needs to really, like, calm down. Because I like Betty as a character. I think she's so chaotic. But I'm like, I want to see what HOH for Betty looks like right now. Because, like, wow. Like, I don't know what to expect from her. It's kind of crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. And like, Kevin is trying to like, make this sort of like a, oh, let's play it up publicly. Because that's great for the both of us. But secretly, we don't have to actually hate each other is essentially what he's trying to propose. But again, the way that Kevin proposes, I imagine, was very confusing and like very Kevin-y.
Yeah.
And so like Betty just didn't get it at all and took it as a dig. And so she's when the feeds come on, where she's saying, I knew that you knew. And now you're sitting with Josh all buddy buddy. I'm not having it, Kevin. You're telling me to save my game. I need to lash out at you. Come on. He's like, you're telling me you're coming for me. You're coming for me. It's like, you're coming to tell me I'm terrible. He says, and then he's like, look, I'm sorry. Not coming for you. I just got defensive. I don't want to come for you. Like, he gets into the apologize mode. Like, I'm in the wrong here, Betty. You are completely right at about everything. Can we chill? And she goes, I have never seen someone in this game directly tell someone that has been nothing but kind to them that they're coming for them. And Kevin's like, you told me I was a terrible person. She's like, yeah. And I meant that because look at what you're doing. It's like, what am I doing? It's like, I don't know where this is going right now, but this is actually directionless.
You know, he reminds me actually of Steve Moses a little bit with, he's just like the I'm not going to say spyless, but spyless. Like, and I think it's going to be so funny if Kevin gets the end and win, because Betty's going to be like, see, guys, I told you this guy was playing all of us. He's a bad person. That's the vibe I'm getting for this right now. So it's, I don't know. This is such a funny rivalry for me. I like it.
Oh, man. It's and it continues. She leaves. She goes down to the hot tub. She starts venting to Jess a little bit. And then Kevin shows up. She's like, why are you following me? He said, I'm allowed to be here. And Jess is just like, oh, to Betty, do you want to be alone? And Betty's like, yes. Jess is like, okay, great. And she stays there. She starts talking to Betty. And they're like, look, I just want you to feel okay, Betty. You know, I'm just here to be your hype human. Like, and Betty's like, I don't want to be hyped right now. I just want to be alone. I just want some air to myself. And just that's fine. Jess finally leaves. Kevin leaves. And Kevin like quickly like lets Jess know what just went down. He's like, I'm trying to help her, and she's just losing it on me. And then Jess goes out. So Kevin is in the hallway from the backyard to the hot tub, that little area. He's pacing back and forth, and he's mm-hmm. talking to the cameras. He's looking in the cameras. But while we're watching and hearing Kevin, we can also still hear Betty's mic now that she's alone in the hot tub area. And Kevin is talking to the cameras like, Betty, I'm trying to help you. What are you doing? I'm trying to help. This is so ridiculous. Like these people. I almost forgot. Betty, before they left, was like, I'm so done. I'm so done with this game. This shouldn't be called Big Brother. It should be called Big Shady People. And Kevin was like, yeah, you're completely right. This game should be called 13 Shady People, the big 13 Big Shady People and Betty, is what it should be called. Kevin is just like on one. And then in the background, when he's like, Betty, I'm trying to help you. Betty's like, unbelievable. I hate him. I'm going to take a shot at Kevin when I can. And he's like, Betty. And they're just talking separately. It's so good.
At this point, does Kevin put Betty up, or does he like,
no,
like, I don't know what's going on here. Oh my God. They're crazy. They're crazy. I like those two.
Oh man. Betty's going to go on to talk to Tanisha and Summer and let them know that, Kevin is losing it and that he said he was coming for her and that they can't rely on him to vote to save Josh. And he's playing the whole house and he's out of his mind. And, so that's, she's going to retell over there. And they're like, what? Oh my God, Kevin, what is he doing? And Tanisha's like, I just cried with him this morning and he's playing us again. Like, we need to talk to Kevin about this. We're going to tell Kevin, like, hey, you need to shape up here. If you don't vote with us, you're done. No more. Kevin's also going to start, retelling. He, tells the story that we heard. Or that I said that he said, then it's going to come back around. We're just going to go full force into this story. Then it's going to come back around. And I think that what happened here is that Betty goes to Herman, and because Kevin had said to Betty in the argument, like, you're yelling at me. And she's like, I'm not yelling. Is my voice raised? And he's like, well, you had just low. And this is again, the point of contention, which is that, he said, oh, you just stopped raising your voice, like just a second ago. Which is when the feeds came on. And so that happened in the argument. And so Betty's going around and she's saying to Hermann, like, oh yeah, Kevin is saying I'm yelling at him. And Hermann is like, oh yeah, yeah, I heard that. And she's like, wait, what? He's going around saying that I'm yelling at him. And Hermann is like, oh my God, I just screwed up. I just should not have said that. I was just agreeing because it was true. And now I've just ratted this guy out. And he's like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, a little bit. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. Oh my God. Oh my God. And she walks out. She's like, I'm going to find this guy. And so Hermann is just, so she's like, I did not yell at him. I got to go find Kevin. And Hermann goes, well, don't do it again. It's like, don't do what again? I mean, don't yell at him again. It's like, I didn't yell. I never yelled. It never happened. He's a liar.
She is like such a, I think she's like an accidental gaslighter. Like she,
I mean, that's the, I mean, like, so here's the thing, right? It's very possible that she never yelled and raised her voice. At the same time, I do think that there is some validity to the idea that, like, there's a certain way of speaking to somebody that makes them feel yelled at, regardless of the volume of the voice. So, you know, theoretically, they could both maybe be a little bit in the right here. So she's going to go down and confront him again in front of a bunch of people. Why are you going around saying the people that I yelled at you? He's like, you did yell at me. She's like, no, I did not. I never raised my voice. And he's like, okay, that's fine. And she's like, so tell people I didn't yell at you. And he's like, well, it's like, what? I mean, you did yell at me. She's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, okay, look, maybe you didn't. Maybe I'm misremembering, but in the moment, I did feel like you did. She's like, you felt like I yelled at you? It's like, yes.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, this reminds me of Nicole and Janelle, when Nicole would follow Janelle and be like, I can't believe you're trying to get me out of here. Like, I'm trying to help you. Like, this is the same thing. Like, I don't know. Like, every time, if he says the sky is blue, she's like, no, it's red. What are you talking? Like, I don't know how this is going to fix itself, but like, I don't think it's going to fix itself if one of them go home. Like, it is so bad right now. It's bad.
Oh boy. Well, so that's a whole thing. That's going down. And this is not helping the situation in terms of, trying to nail down exactly what's going on, not only with the vote, but with like the alliances moving forward next week, because, you know, we felt like the rebel rejects was going to be a thing, that this was the new shape of the house moving forward. But now there's like this weird Betty tension, and Betty is a more solid vote for Josh. And it's about gathering the votes for Josh. And so who's the most solidly in with in the Josh camp, that's sort of like developing a new group right now. And Kevin is somebody that not everyone feels like they can trust, particularly Hermann and certainly Betty, and now Tanisha a little bit, hearing about this stuff from Betty. And so for that reason, he's being sort of like kept on the periphery. And he's also like, of course, trying to maintain his cover with Kyle and them. And then you also have Hermann, who's doing the same thing and is also being kept on the periphery of the Jess, Helena, Kevin kind of side, because he's trying to play both sides. And so a lot of these people are not trusting each other. And it's a huge mess. I mean, Kevin's going to go into the bedroom after all of this and just like lay down in between the beds. If you're on Twitter, you've probably seen the screenshot. And he's just like, there's not two sides of this house. There's one side and there's a dumpster fire. Like, this is so messy.
Yeah, honestly. And just to go back with the Rebel Rejects thing, because Betty's supposed to originally be in that whole group, right?
Well, Betty actually was not involved in that proposed alliance.
Yeah.
But she would be on the side that the Rebel Rejects sort of like has, right?
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, I would just replace her with someone like Jessica, like who Helena and Kevin are already good with. But I mean, I don't even know if she's like a good person to have on your side at this point. I mean, she's so, I'm not going to say like sporadic, but like she's so focused on Kevin at this point. It's like, as long as he's going to be involved, I don't think she's ever going to be with that side fully. So I don't know if that's like even like the best way to even go. I don't know. I think she's a liability at this point.
I mean, the thing about Betty, though, is that I think she's loyal to her people, right? And that is valuable. Like now, in another world, this whole thing with Kevin could spell Josh's doom. Like this could be pushing Kevin away from their side, and with Kevin might go Helena. And we're going to talk about that because that is a real danger. Now, despite that, they should still have the numbers, but it would be very close. And if Josh leaves this week, I would say that Betty is probably a decent amount at fault, but it probably won't happen anyway. And there aren't usually scenarios where like that's really going to matter all that much. In my opinion, there's not usually a scenario where one person in your alliance is on the block and another person not in your alliance is on the block. That doesn't usually happen. It's usually that, like, you know, if Betty won, she'd put up two guys and it would be, I mean, she'd target Kevin, but whatever.
Yeah.
but Betty's still, I think, fine to have on their side. There's no, I don't think there's a reason to sort of like totally shut her out. But this is where we are. So let's try and reset where people stand, right? Josh goes on the block. Marty, Gino, and Jace, are all locked in. They will be voting to keep Steph for sure. You then have, a few other, numbers here. You've got Summer and Tanisha who are very much on Josh's side. You've got Jess who's very much on Josh's side. Locked in. Betty is on Josh's side. Four votes locked in there. You then have some of the more swingy votes, right? You've got Kevin, Helena, you've got Herman who's trying to play both sides. You've got Moose who's a bit adrift but is saying that he is willing to go with Tanisha and Summer and vote for Josh to stay. And so with all of this going on, the votes should be there, between Summer, Tanisha, Herman, Moose, Betty, Jess. That's six that has never wavered. Like all six of those people have only ever said, I'm keeping Josh. Now, the problem is there that Herman doesn't want to have to vote to keep Josh, because he wants to maintain his cover with the guys. Mm-hmm. He will only vote to keep Josh, or wants to only vote to keep Josh, if they need him, right? And so if they need his vote, which they might, or that he might feel like they might, then he will vote to keep Josh. Moose is also somebody who's like, yes, he has talked to Tanisha and Summer. Remember from yesterday, they bonded a little bit. He said, I want to reconcile with all of you. I want to work with you. He's a vote to keep Josh right now. He's telling them he is. And he's certainly anti-Kyle. Kyle just took a shot at him. And so for all of those reasons, you would expect Moose to vote to keep Josh. I don't think that he would change his mind. However, he's not included in any of the discussions. He's not included in any of the groups. He's not like entrenched in this structure at all. So he doesn't really have any reason to stay loyal to them, really. Like even if he flipped, like, is he going to be their first target? No, it's going to be, you know, they're going to go after Kyle and Marty and all of them. So in addition to that, he spends most of his time still talking to the bros because that's who he was working with. Mm-hmm. Like Kyle turned on him, but he's still like these are the people I get along with the most. And so he's talking with them a lot, and that could easily turn. In fact, just this morning he was talking with Marty a good bit about how they should, you know, work together again. Again, for now, Moose should be on board to save Josh, but it's not like the most locked in vote in the world. Then you have Kevin and Helena, who are very distrustful of Hermann, thinking that like Hermann is saying he's with us, but is he really with us? And if we don't have Hermann, like, you know, where, and if Hermann chooses to go on the other side, that would mean that Hermann, who has connections to both sides, playing both sides of the house, he would have the numbers somewhere. Where are those numbers coming from? Is it Moose? Can we trust Moose? Can we trust Tanisha? Like, where is all of this happening? And so it's just, it's a big, big old mess. It's a big old mess where Josh probably still stays, but all the votes to keep Josh, they should be a united front against Kyle. They're not. They're all over the place.
And with that, which is why I'm also going to say, I really think that there's two solid sides and then like a middle ground that's about to form within like the next 2 weeks. You got like the summer side, and then you're going to have like the, I guess you want to call it the Marty side. I don't really know who to spearhead over there, but it's like, these middle people honestly have so much power, and I don't think they really understand how much power they hold right now, just because there's so many swing people like Helena, like Hermann, like Kevin. So it's like, you really want to get that HOH next week and really just like solidify your side. Like, all right, which side you're going to be on at this point? Because I think these people who keep going back and forth, they're going to be like the most detrimental to everyone who's really like the head of these alliances. And I think it could really like mess a lot of people's games up.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, and we'll talk about this on the roundtable tonight, in some ways, the house is in a spot where like there are sides, but it's like, you know, they're kind of like duos and trios that mm-hmm. have extra people that like have sort of formed sides, but not really. And then there should be, and this has been successful before, there should be a middle side.
Yeah.
But there's not, because they're, the bond between Jess and Kevin has faltered a bit, because Jess is so adamant about keeping Josh and is sort of like talking a lot with Summer and Tanisha and them about keeping Josh. Jess is starting to feel sketchy on Kevin, who is not as locked in. And Kevin's starting to feel sketchy about Jess. And for that reason, this like this, what should be their, like, they really should be rising to power, Jess, Kevin and Helena. But the trust between them is not there. And so they're kind of having to melt into these pre-existing sides, neither of which are very good for them, which is what Helena is having a trouble with, which is that, and she's going to talk to Kevin about this, that both, like, we can choose a side. We can vote Josh or we can vote Steph. On both sides, we're at the bottom. Like, it doesn't, like, either way, we're in trouble still. And so like, how do we figure something out, to get out of that? And there's not really an answer there. Their best bet is to have both sides keep chipping away at each other. And to not have anyone look at them. So, that's kind of the dilemma that Helena finds herself in. And so there's going to be, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff there, but again, none of it really matters, because the votes should be there for Josh anyway.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this just has to do with like who and what is going to form after this, which is also going to be very dependent on who wins HOH. So there, a long story short, a lot is happening in the house. Very little of it, I think, will end up being relevant to where things go. Because it's just this period of turmoil right now, and people are trying to figure out where they fit. And until they fit, it's pretty wide open.
And I mean, honestly, people, it's also just a lot of bad communication, honestly. Mm-hmm. And if they just communicated efficiently, I think people would be more solidified with their side. So it's like, yeah, this HOH is going to be important. It's almost a, to show that all this random drama isn't going to matter, since like it's going to go away in 5 seconds. It's just random. I think they're bored. But like, you know, they need to start communicating effectively. And you know, people like Summer, Gino and all of them, like, honestly, get people to feel like they are safe with you and they will vote with you for like the rest of the game. So, you know, they need to do a better job with that, but I'm excited to see where it goes. Mm-hmm.
So Summer and Tanisha go through the votes. They think they have them. It's, you know, a lot of what I talked about. Tanisha says that Hermann doesn't want to vote with them unless they need his vote. And if they do, he's going to pin his vote on Kevin. So if they need Hermann's vote and Hermann does vote for Josh to stay, he wants to blame Kevin for flipping against the guys. So he's going to go to Kyle essentially and be like, I voted with you. I bet it was that Kevin that did it. He flipped on us. And Summer's like, yeah, no, what are you talking about? Don't do that. And she goes, you know what? If he's talking about that, I bet it was him that did that vote last week. I bet he's the one. It's like, good call.
Yeah, should be snitching himself, but yeah.
Summer's also going to talk to Gino. She's maintaining that relationship, even though they're making it clear that like they recognize they're on opposite sides of this particular issue. She's like, so you're going to be voting out a honey buncher? He's like, yeah, I unfortunately am, and you're probably going to be voting the other way. She's like, yep. I mean, this is, I think, still good. I think being able to sort of like be like, hey, we are on opposite sides of this issue, but that doesn't mean that our relationship has to go away. And now Summer is, you know, feeling like I don't know what I'm going to do about Gino now. But I do think that especially since Gino is nowhere near the top of the target list on that side, like it's Marty, it's Kyle, and for some reason it still moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's going to be valuable to her if Gino has any say in what happens, which was kind of laughable. But also if Gino won in HOH or anything like that, she should be still, you know, decently good as long as she's able to maintain that relationship. But we'll see where that goes. Okay. Marty's going to be doing a lot as well. Remember, Marty has been sort of like, hey, Kyle's all over the place. And I don't know about that. And, Summer and Tanisha and them were like, oh, we don't believe him. Josh was saying, oh, she's fishing. He's trying to play us. He's going to go to Josh again. And he's like, hey, Josh, look, I was the one that told Kyle to put you up. I think you're a huge threat in this game. I think you're amazing. And I am going to be voting you out. And I think that you might be voted out. But if you stay, I'd love to work with you.
Huh? Like, what you doing? Like, why would you do that? Hey, I'm the reason you're in this situation, but let's work together if you stay, okay? I'm going to vote you out. Let's work together. Like, what are you doing? I don't get him. He thinks he's the kingpin. Like, I don't get it, like what he's thinking when he does stuff like that.
Yeah, he's just like, look, you know, if the shot fails, then we're both still going to be in this house, and you know, we don't need to continue it. We don't need to go back and forth. Let's figure out a way to work together. And Josh, to his credit, yeah, for sure, yeah, let's do it. I'd love to get to the end with you. Great.
I think this whole Canada safety thing has gone to Marty's head a little bit, yeah? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Josh also lets Marty know, like, by the way, I do think I have the votes to stay. And Marty's like, okay. Helena's going to find out about the Savage Seven. Tanisha lets her know about it. So that's, I think, additional information from Helena that like, okay, a lot of these people that I'm supposedly working with have already been working with each other for a long time. And this, I think, is going to contribute to her feeling that even if she does side with this side and this supposed like Rebel Rejects Alliance, if that even is a thing anymore, she's at the bottom of that with Kevin, that those other four were already together and now they're just replacing Kyle and them with, you know, some other numbers, which is exactly what's happened. So that's happening there. Kevin and Summer are going to talk as well. Now, Tanisha is kind of swayed by Betty when Betty says, like, Kevin's off his rocker. Summer is playing along as well. But when Summer talks to Kevin, he's like, I'm with you. Like, I'm still on board to keep Josh. Like, I think this is what we should do. Kevin has a plan as well to maintain his cover with the guys, which is to blame Jess for the vote flip. And, Jess flipped the vote. There was nothing we could do. Jess voted this way. So that's his plan because Jess is not, you know, willing to work with him on this. So he's just going to blame Jess for it all. And Summer's like, sure. And they talk and they say that they'll be looking out for each other. And this is something that Summer has wanted to do since the feeds came on. She's wanted to fake a fight with somebody. And Kevin, who just proposed that Betty do that with him and then got completely shot down, is like, yes, like, let's fake a fight. So they plan to fake a fight and fake tension between the two of them, which Summer is immediately going to go enact out in the house. Oh, I can't stand Kevin. He's the worst. I'm done with him. He's out. I hate Kevin.
It's going to be, I love the fact that he's like playing with sympathy and stuff for his strategy. I think he's going to be like the ultimate weasel mole. I want to see how this goes. I like it. I like it a lot.
The problem is that this is really going to like further solidify to Tanisha that like Kevin sucks and we don't like Kevin anymore. She's going to talk to Betty and be like, I'm with you now. I think Kevin's playing us. We need to not be with Kevin anymore. Betty's like, thank you. Finally. They talk about how if Betty's going to win HOH, she's going to put up Kyle and Marty and then backdoor Kevin.
I want to see how long this stands, man. Like these people change their minds every 5 seconds and someone does something else stupid and then everyone else forgets what happened before. That's why I don't know. I want to see how long it lasts first. I want to see.
Yeah. So all that's happening over there. Herman is still, is also feeling bad about Kevin. He feels like they can't trust Kevin. And so again, it's just this big mess of like, where is this going to go? And it's very all over the place. Helena's going to talk to Marty. Remember, they have a final two. She talks to Marty about the vote and everything. And she's feeling like she's not sure where to go. She's going to talk to Kevin as well. She's like, I'm concerned about this vote. I don't know which direction we should go. We're going to be on the bottom of both sides, no matter which side we go to. I don't even know if the votes are there to keep Josh. I don't know if we can trust Herman and T to be there to vote to keep Josh. If I go with my heart, it would be to keep Josh. But if I go, with what I think is best for my game at this point, it would be to keep Steph. And he's like, I don't know. If the votes aren't there, the votes aren't there. And they're just very confused. And this is kind of where we end the night, is just like where are Kevin and Helena going to go? Is Herman going to try and, do this plan to frame Kevin? Is Herman going to vote to keep Josh because he thinks that they need him and then try to blame Kevin? But is Kevin also going to vote to keep Josh? And then the numbers are going to be way skewed and then Herman's going to be exposed. Is Herman just going to have to choose a side because like Summer's not going to let him frame Kevin? I can tell you that even just this morning, Herman has told Helena about his plan to frame Kevin. So now she knows, or at least has been told by Herman, that he's going to be a vote to keep Josh, but she also knows that he's going to try and frame Kevin. And so we'll see what she tells Kevin about that. I imagine she will let him know what that plan is going to be. Poor Herman has just been tossed around this week, and his game is just crumbling around him as he's trying to hold on to the pieces, but he's got to find new pieces.
I think he just needs to like pick a side and then play the other one, because I feel like he's trying to play both. He needs to just put his eggs in a few more eggs in one basket in comparison to the other.
I mean, the problem is that he can choose the Summer Tanisha side publicly, but then what happens when Gino wins? What happens when Marty wins? Like, these are people that will come for him in a heartbeat if they feel like he's turned on them. He will be the biggest threat on that side. And so he's trying to maintain the position that is key for him to be successful in the game. But this Kyle HOH has put him in a position where he can't maintain it. So we'll see what happens here, but, this is all over the place. I think that, as we have more conversations about the votes, we will likely get some amount of, you know, consolidation with these groups and these people heading into the following week. Whoever wins this HOH, I mean, just imagine if like Gino won the next HOH, and like all of this is for naught, and it's just like,
it's like, well, it's been fun, guys. like, that's how crazy this house is, man.
We will see. We will see here what's going to happen moving forward. Isaiah, anything else you wanted to bring up from yesterday?
No, not really. I think I'm expecting Josh to stay, personally. I'm not going to lie.
Josh should stay.
Yeah.
It should happen. It's just like, it's
knowing these like, people.
Yeah, it's just like things are all it's very unstable, but it's also like almost all scenarios lead to Josh staying. It's just like how like which weird scenario where Josh stays is going to happen. Yeah. And then there's like the one scenario where it's like something really goes wrong and he ends up like bouncing out by accident. Right. Like.
Yeah.
You know, I find it difficult to believe that a solid 6 votes end up going against Josh together, like coordinated. But like maybe somebody is throwing a weird hinky vote. Maybe Moose decides to throw a rogue vote. like any one rogue vote could change the entire outcome because of, you know, how unstable things are. But you know, for now, I do think that Josh should be staying. It's just not like a complete guarantee like it normally would be. At this time, it is still only Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because he hasn't actively done anything to keep himself here or go home. So I'm just like, hey, it's a weird scenario.
Yeah. Well, that's about what we have for you this morning. I will be live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern with the Roundtable, where I promise we will try to make as much sense of all of this as possible. You know, going day by day is difficult because you're not able to see the big picture for this week, at least. And so we will try to give you the overhead view of what's been going on this week, as well as rate all of these players. I think we are in for a bit of a market crash, as they say.
Jay's market crash.
Oh boy. So let's see what happens here tonight. Make sure you tune in. I will be releasing the survey for the Stockwatch ratings, as well as all other kinds of questions, like, you know, talking about Kyle's HOH reign. Who should he have targeted? Let him know. So make sure you find that over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I'll be tweeting the link out for that survey shortly after this podcast ends. And then we'll go over all of it tonight on the Roundtable. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, watching the Big Brother Canada 10 episode at 7 p.m. Eastern, heading into the Survivor episode at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then I'll be recording about both after, and those podcasts will be released later that night after the know-it-alls. So plenty of content coming your way. Find me over on Twitch and on Twitter. Check out the Nothing But Netflix podcast I did with Rob and Chappelle, Raised by Wolves with Josh and Grace. And, do all the things. Subscribe to the things and hang out. Isaiah, where can people find you?
You can find me at on all socials at 8BallBangers, literally the number 8 and the Ball Bangers. You can hear me over here at RH8P with my music podcast, Oxcord Approved, where we like to break down albums and music and all that fun stuff. So you can check that out, as well as checking out my other silent podcast channel, Silent Podcast, where we talk about scripted TV, reality TV, and all that fun stuff. So you can go hang out with me there as well. But yeah, this was very fun. Thank you, Taren.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Isaiah, for joining me here. And thank you so much to everyone who listened or watched. And I will see all of you